time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Orioles general manager Mike Elias met with the media at Camden Yards on Friday.
Hi, everybody. Before opening to questions, I want to announce updates on John Means and Tyler Wells. Unfortunately, both players are going to miss the remainder of the season and undergo elbow surgery here in the coming days. Both pitchers, after a lot of medical attention and diagnoses, were determined that they're going to require revision repair to their ulnar collateral ligaments. And it's a very unfortunate situation for us, for them. Tough news for everybody, but we'll take great care of them and get them back to their skill levels in due time. So I'll take any questions now.
Where does rotation go from here? I mean, how do you had a lot of depth entering the season, and now maybe not so much. I mean, what do you look at as the depth of this rotation right now?
Yeah, it's hard not to be surprised by that, and it's something that you always plan for. And I think usually baseball teams try to go into spring training with 8 or 9 starting pitching options, and now we're down a couple. Fortunately, I think our staff did a good job finding a guy like Suarez, who's pitching tonight, and we have other pitchers in AAA that we're looking at very closely, and are poised to help this team coming up. So I knock on wood, I still feel pretty good about the starting pitching options that we have at the moment, but we'll obviously monitor things and continue to see what happens both internally and externally over the next couple of months before closing the book on our starting situation. Additionally, Dean Kramer has been out with the tricep strain, and really it's just an inflamed tricep muscle. This is not something that we're worried about, he's coming along. It'll obviously take some time, and it might require some type of rehab appearance or two to get him back up here. But we expect him back, and would not rule him out for the month of June, late in the month of June, but we'll see.
So these both? It's elbow surgery, not Tommy John. It's separate.
So both John and Tyler are going to be having their ligaments repaired. When that happens, you don't quite know which surgery is going to be the ultimate solution until they start the surgery. So there's a possibility of some different time frames right now based on what exactly takes place once they start the arthroscopic surgery. But suffice it to say, they're getting work done on their ligaments, and that's going to knock them out for the rest of this year.
Are those procedures expected to come in June?
Yeah, it'll be pretty soon. I don't want to announce the exact dates and plans at this time, but it's really soon.
Mike, for John, this is his second time. Outside of the business of this, just the personal relationship to see a guy go through that, and what his reaction was, if he shared that, and what it's like for you to see that happen again.
Really, really tough, especially in his case. The timing of when he got hurt, the team getting to where it's gotten while he was out, the contributions that he's made, even sporadically, in the last 6 months. You think back to him coming in, especially that start at Cleveland when we were kind of reeling. I felt like he saved our division title with that outing that he had in Cleveland. And then, he pitched good this year. He pitched well this year, So it's a tough loss. That would have been enormously exciting for everybody to have full John Means back. But this is, it's a tough line of work, and there are a lot of pitching injuries right now. I mean, it's no secret. So it's very unfortunate for him, but he's a really tough guy. This is not career ending. We're gonna get him back into good shape, but it takes time. The surgery takes time.
What kind of Tyler done when he went down to Sarasota? Was he playing catch?
Yeah, so he started playing catch and just continued to experience discomfort. And these sometimes you look at veteran pitchers' elbows with imaging. You're gonna see stuff, and it's not entirely clear what the immediate course of action should be, and you try conservative methods first usually, and those failed in this case. So Everybody agreed at this point to fix it and get it behind him. But obviously, like I said, it's going to take a large chunk of time.
What is the difference?
This is also the second time that Tyler has had this kind of surgery. I mean, how did he take that?
I think, you know, they're both, this is tough news. I mean, you know, for both of these guys, they've got a lot of time and work ahead of them now. You know, rehabbing is very lonely, and it's a lot different than playing up here every day. It's not something that you want to see anybody that, you know, that plays this game go through, but it's unfortunately a big part of being a pitcher right now. And, you know, they're both really tough guys that have overcome this before, and they still have youth on their side, and I'm optimistic for both of them, but they're going to miss the remainder of the season.
Are there any injuries change perhaps your thinking for the trade deadline and as you look to improve the club over the next couple of months?
You know, that's something that's just such a continuous monitoring situation, and everything, as I was saying before, is always developing this time of year, and so we're in contact with other teams clearly, and you know, monitoring what's going on in the standings the rest of the league. But, you know, typically the old adage is, you know, Memorial Day is around when teams start to kind of self-assess and start to plan for the trade deadline a little bit. But that adage kind of dates back before they added the other wild card spot. And, you know, there's a lot of teams that are below 500 that if you look, they're like a couple of games out of a playoff spot. So I just, you know, we got to see how the whole market evolves. And then we're also monitoring our own developments internally and in the minors and so forth. And, you know, these injuries are significant developments, obviously. But, you know, it's not something that I think we need to address today to get another starting pitcher in the organization. And fortunately, at this time, we've got five guys up here playing pretty well. I don't expect Kramer is going to be out too much longer, and then we've got some guys in AAA that are starting to knock on the door, so all that's good. But gosh, I mean, it would be foolish to expect these to be our last pitching injuries, and there's a lot of time left, so we'll just see what happens.
Mike, you mentioned players in AAA that are kind of knocking on the door. Kay Povich seems to be a name that's really starting to pick up buzz, especially when you talk about the injuries that you just brought up today. How does that factor into decisions on guys like him?
Yeah, Cade is definitely a guy who's on the tip of our tongues right now. He's having a tremendous season in AAA. I believe that he is pitching the night in AAA. We're watching every little thing he does. And, you know, as we enter this stretch now, you know, with all of these games coming up, with no off days, we've had internal dialogue about six mans for stretches and things like that. And, you know, he's put himself in position for that type of consideration, and it's something that's become kind of a daily conversation for us. So I hope he keeps doing his thing tonight, and we'll see. But he's put himself in an excellent position, and it hasn't escaped our attention, and we're going to need a lot of pitching here coming up in this stretch.
Is Chase McDermott in that same or tier, but in that same level of consideration as Cade is?
I think so. I mean, anyone who's pitching well in AAA, you're a phone call away. And, you know, I don't think he's got the level of time or accomplishment now in AAA that Cade has, but he's throwing really well. The stuff's always been great. I think what's been really encouraging is the walks have been cooling off here lately, so he seems to be settling into a better approach at that level and adjusting to the level well. He's got a lot of upside. So those guys, you know, we acquired them at the same time in that 2022 deadline, and they've been kind of joined at the hip almost the whole time, so it's kind of hard to talk about one without the other, but they're really important parts of our organization. They're both getting really close.
John Means is going to be a free agent after this season. I mean, have you talked to him at all about, you know, special talk for him, knowing he's going to go into being a free agent after surgery? Have you talked to him at all about his future here, or how you're going to help him get healthy and his remainder of time here?
I think the first step is taking care of this, you know, we're going to support him, and you know, we have a long relationship, and he's a special member of this organization, just given everything that he's done. And, you know, obviously we talk a lot, so, you know, I'm sure we'll be dialoguing with him as we get him back up on his feet medically. But he's, you know, he's going to make it back. He's a big, strong guy. And once he gets this elbow injury fully behind him, which, you know, hasn't really been the case, it seems like, going back in the last year, I think he's got a lot of really good pitching ahead of him.
In all your years, kind of both in Houston and now here, have you come to any conclusions about what organizations can do to keep starting pitchers healthy, or is the conclusion you just have to prepare to lose them and deal with
them? Yeah, it's a really long topic. I think a lot of people have been talking about it publicly. I think it's good that that sort of public conversation's going on, and you know, it's concerning. I think if I were to try to explain it, it would be more like a perfect storm thing, a lot of different things happening at once that it's leading to this. I think my two cents on it is, you know, from you go out and do amateur scouting, like this is happening in college and high school basically at the same level or the same rate to some degree. And, you know, I don't know that it's anything that we're doing in pro ball or not doing in pro ball. Because of that fact, and it's something to keep in mind, in my opinion.
They both have to have surgery, but would you classify their level of injury as different from each other? One is more severity or scope than the other?
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but it's the both arriving at the same surgical procedure, more or less. So I guess you know, that it might be kind of moot. You know, whose elbow is in better shape or not right now? You know, they're both going to get them fixed.
Was how different was this from Kyle Bradish's situation?
These are all very case by case. You know, if you have some damage to your ligament, it just depends. I think we've all learned, but you know, medical people can tell you it just kind of depends on the exact circumstances, and some people respond differently. And the there's just it's very case by case.
Did they try PRP injections? That means the most.
Not in these cases because the surgical determination was made. So it just depends on the particulars of the case whether someone is a good candidate for that.
You said that the timeline's still not clear depending on what kind of surgery it is, I guess, but it's just the possibility there that this could carry over into next season for both of them.
Yeah, I think it's a strong likelihood. I mean, you get the repair. My understanding is that's kind of roughly a 11-12 month kind of thing, front to back, in terms of getting yourself back on TV, so to speak. And you know, it can be longer than that if it's a full reconstruction.
Despite all the injuries, the rotation has still emerged as a significant strength for this team. How do you feel like this rotation in its current state now stacks up with the rest of the division, the league, especially with the three guys you have at the front?
It sure looks pretty solid to me. I haven't recently checked, you know, kind of where our starter ERA or any of that stuff ranks, but, you know, Corbin Burnes is in the Cy Young hunt. We've seen continued steps forward from Grayson and Bradish, despite Bradish's injury. And, you know, Kramer and Irvin are doing well, too. So, I mean, that's five guys that are above average starters. I mean, that's a great setup. So we're focused on keeping those guys healthy. We got guys like Suarez that you know how to step in and compete, and he's been incredible. And I'm looking forward to watching him tonight. And like I said, we got some good arms, highly ranked prospects that are in AAA, and they're performing in AAA. So overall, I think it's a positive situation for us. But as we just saw, like, you always got to be paranoid about injuries when you're talking about pitching, and what I just described, unfortunately, could change really quickly if we get some bad luck. So we'll keep scouring, we'll keep trying to develop the guys we have in-house, but you know, this is a group, if they stay healthy, this whole group, I mean, this is a group that's capable of what we need them to do.
To that point, you know, the guys, the starters you have up here, does this, you know, injury situation, you know, mean more management of their pitches, their innings? Or are you going to be watching them more closely, or be more conservative about how you use them?
Yeah, you know, we do that stuff because it feels like the right thing to do. It's sort of a common sense thing to manage innings and manage pitch counts and manage rest, and if we do a six-man, put an extra day of rest. But there's not really science behind this, and you see pitchers get hurt that are handled very, very, very carefully by organizations, and they still get hurt. So we will continue to do that. I think what I'm saying is to this point, probably more art than science, and we're not really sure the impact that it has, but we're going to kind of just bring our brains to each case and what we know the guy's dealing with physically, you know, if he's got some soreness or something in his legs, or he just threw 130 pitches or whatever, and we're just going to try to navigate things as sensibly as we can. But there is not a proven playbook for managing the workloads of any pitchers at any age and improve their odds of avoiding injury, unfortunately.
You're one-third into the season. How concerned are you about the stats of Hayes, Mullins,
and probably not as, concerned as people watching are, because, we believe in those guys. We've seen what they've done over the years. We know what their skill level is. We know what baseball's like, and they're gonna do better than this, it's coming. That said, we have other players, and if somebody's struggling, if somebody's working on things behind the scenes, making changes, you may see our lineups evolve on a day-to-day basis, but those guys got us here, and we're gonna keep investing in them, and they're gonna be big parts of wherever we go this season. So I'm hopeful that we're gonna see those numbers creep up soon, and I think we've seen some encouraging swings from some of those guys lately, and some of the balls have fallen, some of them haven't, but there's been some positive trends already to see.
How much more valuable has Albert Suarez become, not just stepping up as a starter, but because he's had the big league experience? You don't have to experiment with your AAA prospects, because wherever you need him, he's comfortable.
It's been a really big find. I've credited our pro scouting department that works really hard around the clock to look for guys. And in this day and age, to find a guy that's a viable major league starting pitcher like that in Korea and sign him on a minor league contract, I mean, that's pretty big value created. And he is we love this guy. He's has a lot of experience. He's extremely mature, accountable, focused. He's what he looks like when you watch him pitch behind the scenes. Pretty impressive guy. He's so excited to be where he is and be a part of this team. And it's just been a big shot in the arm for us at a important time, especially with these pitching injuries, to have him step in and also have the ability to bounce back and forth between the bullpen and the rotation he did. I mean, he came out of the bullpen and basically, and then threw 80 pitches the other day in Chicago, scoreless, hard to do. So he's been an enormous story for us this year.
How is Kobe Mayo doing?
Kobe's doing good. It wasn't a real bad break. He's starting to kind of do some rotational stuff. Swinging will be very soon to follow. If that goes well, it could be in the next couple of days. And his return is measured probably in weeks rather than anything beyond that. So that's all moving along pretty well, and it's just kind of bad luck and not great timing. But hopefully this will be behind us in a few weeks.
With about 6 weeks until the draft, where are you at in kind of your pre-draft scouting process, and what have been your impressions of the class so far?
We're having a lot of meetings about the draft now, we're picking 22nd, and then our next pick is at 32. So we're really focused on that part of the draft. It's okay, it's not a banner year, but I think we'll do well, and we got to kind of see who that's when you're picking down there. You're kind of hoping some guys that you really, really like fall, and we just don't know if that's going to happen or not, but we're having to prepare for a lot of scenarios. Matt Blood, for the first time this year, is quarterbacking our whole draft effort while also running our player development, and I feel like he and the staff have put us in a position where we're very over-prepared and well-prepared, given that the draft's like 45 days from now or whatever it is. So really good shape. There's some more college action now and regionals, but not much more after that. And our scouts are out kind of getting final looks on players that are still playing.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.